Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtfalls, Roy's with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Over the past couple of weeks, I've been playing for you some tracks from a wonderful album I've recently acquired by Day Dannon. Very talented group. They do vocals and they do instrumentals. Here's another instrumental from them. This is one that I think everybody in every part of the world will certainly have heard of before. Their version of Turkey in the Straw. Day Dannon and their version of Turkey in the Straw. We're getting our Daniel O'Donnell slot in nice and early this week, and this is a song that I think I could play every week, and I know it would please lots of our listeners. I don't know whether we've heard Daniel singing this. Take a listen to how he sings Galway Bay.
If you ever go across the sea, it only at the closing of your day. You can sit and watch the moon rise over Cladda and see the sun go down on Galway Bay. Just to see again the ripple of the trout stream, the women in the meadows making hay, or to sit beside a turf fire in a cabin and watch the barefoot gossams at their play. Oh, the breezes blowing o'er the sea from Ireland are perfumed by the heather as they blow. And the women in the uplands digging pretties speak a language that the strangers do not know. Oh, the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. If there's going to be a life hereafter, as somehow I feel sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea. I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the
Daniel O'Donnell, the man from Donegal, but they're singing the praises, and singing it well too, of Galway Bay. On most Sounds Irish programmes, well, certainly every second week, we play tracks by the Dubliners. But here I'm playing a track by, well, one of the founder members of the Dubliners. I'm speaking about Luke Kelly. He was lovingly known as the Dublin Nightingale. He started his folk singing career, actually, in Scotland before moving back to Ireland. And this is a lovely little song entitled The Banks of the Roses, and he sings it solo. Lovely song. I only heard it for the first time the other day. Take a listen to Luke Kelly and The Banks of the Sweet Primroses.
As I roved out one midsummer's morning to view the fields and to take the air, 'Twas down by the banks of the sweet primroses. There I beheld a most lovely fair. Says I, fair maid, where can you be a-going? And what's the occasion of all your grief? I will make you as happy as any lady, if you will grant me one small relief. Stand off, stand off, you false deceiver. You are a false, deceitful man, 'tis plain. 'Tis you that is causing my poor heart to wander, and to give me comfort, 'tis all. Now I'll go down to some lonesome valley, where no man on earth shall e'er me find, where the pretty small birds do change their voices, and every moment blows blustrous wind.
Luke Kelly, a rather gentle Luke Kelly, would you not agree? And his version, and I'll get the title right, The Banks of the Sweet Primroses. Now we come to the lovely Anne Breen. I don't think we could have a Sounds Irish programme without Anne Breen, but this is by way, I'm playing it by way, a sort of request for a friend of mine, Noel, who's listening to the programme for the first time. We meet regularly on our walks and we talk about music, various types of music, and I was telling him about the programme Sounds Irish, and he said he'd take a listen this week. So Noel, this was one of the songs we were talking about. This is one of the songs that my mammy and daddy used to sing as a duet at Hooley's.
I'll be your sweetheart if you will be mine. If you will be mine, oh.
Not an Irish song, I know, but it doesn't have to be an Irish song to be on Sounds Irish, as long as it has some connection with Ireland. And there, the connection is Anne Breen, and they don't come much more Irish than Anne Breen with a gorgeous voice. Well, we're moving over to the west of Ireland again this time, and we're going to County Clare. And this is a song that is sung for us here by Brendan O'Dowda, and telling us all about the carryings on of the darling girl from Clare.
We were sitting on the wall upon a Sunday to watch the girls go by, and thinking we'd be married too on one day when Kate Flynn caught our eye. Oh boy, she was the makings of a fairy, and it made each boy all swear. There's not a girl in the wide, wide world like the darling girl from Clare. And every man, I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. All night they'd fight as to which of them was right about the colour of her eyes and hair. But not a word from me was ever heard about the darling girl from Clare. Sis Fagin, it's the father I'll be plaisin'. I'll tell him of the land I've tilled. I'll tell him of the cattle I have grazin', and the house I mean to build. And when he sees the arable and pasture, and the fat stock feedin' there, and the hens and the chickens, him will go to the dickens for the darling girl from Clare. So every man, I got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I, well now, though I haven't e'er a cow of cash, I've got my share. And so I know the way they ought to go about the darling girl from Clare. Says Sharky she'll be coming to the shop here to buy some sort of thing. I lax her if she has a mind to stop here, and should I buy the ring. And when she sees the curtains on the windows and the owl clock on the stair, keeping time to the minute, no one else will there be in it with the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, he'll see now. Thinks I am a stop all your life in your shop, and not a hair I care. With all your gold he'll never hold a hold upon the darling girl from Clare. I never said a single word about her, but I met the girl that day. I told her I could never live without her, and what had she to say? She said that I might go and ask a father. I met him then and there, and in less than an hour we were fighting for the door of the darling girl from Clare. So every man has got the finest plan you'd ever seen now, barring me now. Every day there's one of them would say that she'll agree now, you'll see now. But late last night when the moon was bright, I asked her if she'd share me joy and me sorrow and me gorrow. On tomorrow I'll be married to the girl from Clare.
Brendan O'Dowda, accompanied by the Philip Green Orchestra and the Darling Girl from Clare. Now, there's some shenanigans going on here. Oh, yes, this is a track I haven't played before on the Sounds Irish programme. It's a real folky song. Don't even think it's Irish. I think it's an English song, but it's performed here by the Bothy Band that we haven't had on Sounds Irish. And I don't know who the female is that's singing it, but there's, as I say, they're up to no good. How can I get to your chamber, love? And how can I get to your bed? And she tells him, put a ladder up again. Look, I'll tell you what, I'll leave it to them. But they're up to no good, you know.
When Pretty Peg went down the street, some fresh fish for to buy. But the wedding class followed after her, and they kissed her by and by. With my tiddy right fall the diddle dye, oh, with my tiddy right fall the diddle dan. Oh, how can I get to your chamber, lover? How can I get to your bed? When your daddy goes to bed that night with a keen eye on his head. With my tiddy right fall the diddle dye, oh, my tiddy right fall the diddle dan. Oh, go and get the ladder, love, with 30 steps and 3. And put it to the chimney top and come down in a green to me. With my titty right for the diddle dan, oh, my titty right for the diddle dan. I went and got a ladder, love, with 30 steps and 3. And a creel on the top of that and came down in the loam to me. No peace nor ease can the old wife get, with dreams running through her head. I lay me life to the gay old wife as a boy in me daughter's bed. My tiddy right for the diddle dan, oh, my tiddy right for the diddle dan. Then up the stairs the old man crept and into the room did steal. Silence reigned for the daughter slept and he never twigged a grail. My tiddy right for the diddle dan, oh, my tiddy right for the diddle dan. My curse attend you, father. What brought you up so soon to put me through my evening prayers and I just lying down? My titty right for the diddle dan, oh, my titty right for the diddle dan. He went back to his gay old wife, he went back to she. She has the prayer book in her hand that she's praying for you and me. With my titty right for the diddle dan, oh, my titty right for the diddle dan.
The Shenanigans, the Bothy Band there, and Pretty Peg. Now, we're going to have a track from a live recording by Barnbrack. You know, I'm a big fan of Barnbrack. And they're telling the story of the young man who lived in Belfast, and then he took himself over to New York, and he was walking down Broadway, and he saw this fine girl, and her hair, her eyes, they shone like diamonds. You could She just looked like the queen of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. All but the madam, when she got to him, she slipped a watch into his hand, and of course, he was collared up, he was caught, and he was sent away because they thought he'd stolen the watch. But it was, oh dear me, the wiles and ways of the women. Barnbrack.
In a neat little town they call Belfast, apprentice of trade I was bound. And many's an hour between happiness I spent in that dear little town. But sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from me friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. As I was walking down Broadway, not intending to stay very long, when who should I meet but this buxom young lass, as she came tripping along. A watch she took from her pocket and placed it right into me hand. On the very first day that I met with her, bad luck to her black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning we both did appear. A gentleman, he claimed his jewelry, and the case against us was quite clear. 7 long years penal servitude, to be spent in Van Diemen's land. Far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds, I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band.
And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Oh, the madam. That was Barnbrack. I think it was on last week's programme. Yes, it was. I played a version of this next track, but for the life of me, I can't remember who it was. But here we're having the lovely Anne-Marie O'Riordan, and it's a Scottish song, Will You Go, Lassie Go. Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme rose around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
Around the blooming heather,
Will you go, lassie, go, and we'll all go together. Anne-Marie O'Riordan there, a lovely arrangement. I like the harmony in the background as well. Now we go back to the mid-60s, it might even be the early 60s, when the ballad boom was really big in Ireland and every venue in the country had its own ballad night, and there were hundreds, if not thousands, of ballad groups springing up all over the country, singing, most of them fairly good, but some of them not so fairly good. But what I'm leading to is this, that this is a group that were very, very popular at the time. They didn't record an awful lot. I'm speaking about Emmett Spiceland. And I had the good fortune of working with them on two occasions. Fine lads, always good for a laugh. And we had some good fun together. In fact, I was with them when they recorded this particular track. This is their version telling us the story of the beautiful Mary from Dunglow. And the young man is in love with Mary, but a far cruel father says, "No way, you are not marrying that young lady." Listen to Emmett Spiceland, and you can hear the sea washing in. Mary from Dunglow, from Emmett Spiceland.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and we all. I'm crossing the main ocean where the foaming billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where I spend many happy days. Farewell to kind relations. I am bound for America. Oh, then Mary, you're my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel father would not let me stay there, but absence makes a heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again.
the town of Sweet.